This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He's been talking since 5 a.m. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries speaking out against President Trump's spending bill. He's been listing everything the Democrats think is wrong with the spending package. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will call a vote, and he does expect the bill to pass after Jeffries sits down. The Labor Department says the nation added 147,000 jobs to the U.S. economy last month, more than economists had expected. In the midst of the trade war, the nation's trade deficit is also growing.
The U.S. is still importing far more than it exports, as reflected in the numbers from May, with $279 billion in goods and services going out and $350 billion coming in. The figure tumbled in April by the largest amount on record as companies and consumers no longer were rushing to get imports ahead of President Trump's tariffs.
ABC's Jim Ryan, 14 people wounded, 4 killed in a drive-by shooting in Chicago that happened overnight. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Governor Tony Evers has signed the biennial budget bill into law. The Wisconsin legislature passed the bill Wednesday in the Senate and early Thursday morning in the Assembly. Each chamber approved the budget with bipartisan support. La Crosse area Democratic State Senator Brad Paff and Assembly Representatives Tara Johnson, Jill Billings, and Steve Doyle all voted in favor of the bill, which will provide $194 million in funding for UW-La Crosse's new science center as part of the budget. The bill passed in the Senate 19-15 and in the Assembly 59-39. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said that the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Blackhawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th until June 9th this year and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. Be safe this 4th of July holiday. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Safe, sane, sober. Three words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals. But with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of 5.
For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks release another player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Bucks have waived backup center Chris Livingston after just 2 years with the team. Livingston, drafted by the Bucks in 2023 and was the highest paid player taken in the second round of the NBA draft. The move seen as a way for the team to get under the salary cap. Baseball, the Brewers face the Mets tonight in New York with a series win on the line. Last night, the Crew lost to the Mets 7-3 after rookie Jacob Mizorowski gave up a grand slam in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy.
He learned his lesson. He's ticked about it. Even some of his sequencing he's ticked about. He's just really in a good spot in that, darn it, why did this happen? You know what I mean? Like, I could have. And it's like, he can see it. There's just a really fine line between being dominant and being just okay. And I'm certain he'll learn from it.
The Brewers won game one of yesterday's doubleheader, 7-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and another holiday edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on in the world today. Dear Leader was proud of Hegseth in his Iran news briefing, or should we call it a media berating briefing? Nate has a short clip of that to share with you in a minute. Trump is also limiting intelligence sharing. Can we still call it intelligence? Surprise, the U.S. is ending all overseas pro-democracy programs. Yeah, we're not fans of democracy anymore here in America. And Britain's migrant crisis is apparently being fueled by Moscow. And guess what? The Republicans suddenly realize that the public hates their health care cuts. What are they going to do with this? All that in the first hour. Also, is Zohran Mamdani too extreme? Or is he just what New York City needs? I'll share that rant with you in a minute. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Phil Itner, is going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine, with an update on what's going on there. Also, this is what happens when cops look and behave like criminals. Yep, we got criminals pretending to be cops getting arrested all over the country. And a crazy alert, Bob Kennedy wants to know what you're doing, what your heart rate is, whether you're warm, whether you're having an orgasm, what did you eat and where and when. The Mahas are going crazy. This in the second hour of the program. And in the third hour of our program, economic news. Investors are on edge about a potential shadow Fed chair. The dollar's going down. Housing is the worst in decades. Not everyone is doomed, though. The world's richest 1% made $33.9 trillion over the last 10 years. So it's like, yeah, life is pretty good, I guess. So a lot to talk about here. I want to get into the news part of this first off. Our defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, went off on the media this morning. Sean, we're going to play this clip out of the board, or from Nate. Here he is.
Because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump...
Yeah, right. This is pathetic. I mean, this is genuinely pathetic. Pete Hegseth doing his very best. Yes, we taught you how to do this at Fox News. You can pretend to be outraged. Oh, my God. And the press, they hate Trump. Come on. I mean, this is, you got caught in a lie, Pete. Or at least Trump got caught in a lie. You know, he said, we totally destroyed, annihilated their nuclear. Well, no, you didn't. And everybody knows you didn't. Well, common sense tells us you didn't. Yes, you set it back, and you should be congratulated for that. But you have to lie about everything. And then when you get caught in your lies, you have to You have to rant about how it's the media? That's just pathetic. There's no other word to describe it. Meanwhile, the White House is not going to allow Ms. Gabbard to testify before Congress. Oh, God. You know, she did that video where she was like, oh, my God, if we continue, you know, down this road, we're going to have a nuclear war and all. And she's a member of she's a cult member and has been her whole life, apparently, at least according to news reports. And you know, and she did come out and say that Iran is not building a nuke. And that was enough. So they're going to Congress is holding a hearing, you know, on this whole thing with Iran. And John Ratcliffe, who is going to take her place. He's the CIA director. It'll be Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, John Ratcliffe, and Dan Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Trump has said that Gabbard's assessment of the Iran nuclear program is wrong, and he's kind of sidelined her. Chuck Schumer sent a strongly worded speech. He says, the administration has no right to stonewall Congress on matters of national security. Senators deserve information, and the administration has a legal obligation to inform Congress precisely about what's happening right now abroad. And the Republicans and Donald Trump said, yeah, Chuck, good luck. We dare you to do something about it. We know you won't. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has been told by its, you know, grand poobah, that would be Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, no more funds to promote democracy around the world. We spend a little over $1 billion a year. It's not a lot of money. You know, it's kind of a rounding error in the U.S., you know, the budget in a $3-4 trillion budget. But about $1 billion a year supporting democracy around the world. One of the better programs is one that we offer where if you're kind of an Alexei Navalny, you know, I mean, if you're an opposition candidate, pro-democracy opposition candidate in a country that's trying to kill you, you know, we can help you out. It's called there's a rapid response team to support pro-democracy activists abroad who may require urgent relocation or other protections if their lives are deemed to be in danger. Other programs focus on internet censorship, media literacy, human rights, atrocity prevention programs, election assistance programs, efforts to combat transnational repression in countries such as China. All of these things are designed to advance democracy because that's theoretically the goal of America, the mission of America. We love democracy. Well, not so much anymore, because Trump doesn't believe in democracy, and it certainly appears to me that most of the people around him don't believe in democracy. They want autocracy. They want an autocrat. They want a dictator. They want a strongman, an authoritarian. The sources said that this leadership, the State Department's Office of Foreign Assistance, are in shock, and that there's an emerging battle between Russell Vogt, who wants to just zero out this stuff, and Marco Rubio, who actually still apparently thinks promoting democracy might be a good idea. Here's the particularly bizarre part about it. I'll just share this straight from The Guardian by Andrew Roth. The recommendations would terminate about 80% of all U.S. government foreign assistance at the State Department and use funds earmarked by Congress for foreign assistance to cover the resettlement of white Afrikaners and to support the legal defense of a right-wing French politician, Marine Le Pen. Right. So we're going to support a fascist in France. Seriously. And we're going to throw a bunch of money at a bunch of white people from South Africa who came over here. This is just mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling. Meanwhile, there's a real political crisis in Great Britain that's been pushing the country hard to the right now for about a decade. And, you know, much like whenever there's a Democrat in the White House, Republicans start yelling and screaming that the southern border is wide open. And what does that do? It causes thousands and thousands of people south of our border to think that the border is open and they come rushing into America. I mean, this happened. This happened during the Obama administration. It happened during the Biden administration. It's Republicans trying to manufacture a crisis. Well, it turns out Russia is doing the same thing to Great Britain. Russia has been running propaganda operations, encouraging people to get on boats and travel to Great Britain, where they end up being, claiming for asylum. And there's like, 18,000 crossings this year. Now, compare that with in 2018, before Russia started promoting this, there were only 299. So security sources, this from The Sun in the UK, security sources said Russia and its puppet state Belarus have been accused of orchestrating migrant surges, providing fake documents, transportation, and military escorts to the gangs. That would be the traffickers, the human traffickers. Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetti has accused the Kremlin-linked Wagner Group of helping drive immigration in North Africa to Europe, calling it a clear strategy of hybrid warfare. And finally, Republicans suddenly realize that voters hate their health care cuts. Mike Johnson is telling Senate Republican leadership, maybe you should dial back on this thing. The bill was supposed to be voted on, I thought, today or tomorrow. Originally, I think it was scheduled for Tuesday. But to the best of my knowledge, they haven't had the vote in the Senate yet. But we'll see. But John Thune is under, quote, immense pressure to water down the Medicaid provisions the Senate Republicans are counting on in order to pay for the trillions in tax cuts for billionaires. And Tom Tillis is freaked out because he's up for re-election.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Is Zoran Mamdani too extreme? I'll share that with you right after the break. Stay with us, 16 minutes past the hour.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, like, worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, it's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in that state's constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom, seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs, it's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts and schools and whenever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
Took a nap. Well, Fox lit the match on the dear leader's map. They said 12 days of glory and waved little flags. While facts were tied up and tossed into bags, we bombed, we spun, we staged a parade, but forgot the small detail, we weren't in a raid. Now the smoke's all cleared and the truth leaks out, so Pete Hegseth comes to scream and shout.
Intelligence briefings, air quotes required, a MAGA hat circus, not facts, just inspired by whispering voices in Trump's golden head, who said, hey, just pretend it was Churchill instead. They call it defense, but it's mostly offense. When the lies are this loud, they start to make sense. It's not strategy, friends, it's a show for the fiends. Intelligence briefings with no actual leads.
He said we stopped Iran from launching a nuke. Yeah.
Intelligence turns briefings out with intelligence in air quotes, right? Is Zoran Mandami too extreme? Or is he just what New York City needs? I mean, you know, he's the billionaires and the billionaire-owned media in New York City. The billionaires are starting to pour money into super PACs that will help, you know, either Eric Adams or Curtis Sliwa in the general election. Because now the Democrat is going to be Zoran Mamdani, and he's a social Democrat or a Democratic socialist. Oh, my God. But who's the real radical here? Is it the status quo, you know, the way things are right now? Or is it Mandani? He's proposing a rent freeze for over 2 million tenants in rent-stabilized apartments. And, you know, the right wing goes, oh, that's government overreach. But is it too extreme to stop pricing the poor and working class out of the city that they built? I mean, is it too extreme to say someone shouldn't have to work more than 60 hours just to be able to pay rent?
Is it too extreme in a city where landlords already raise profitable rents faster than they do wages, where gentrification becomes ethnic cleansing in slow motion? A rent freeze in New York isn't radical, it's humane. Is it too extreme to make the subway and buses free? I mean, they say public transit is a pipe dream, but shouldn't everybody be able to get to work, school, or the doctor without having to pay a toll? I mean, this is a city where more than half of the people in the city do not own a car. Should the minimum wage worker have to choose between a metro car and a meal? I mean, you know, free transit means cleaner air, less traffic, more dignity. Vienna has free buses. Tallinn, Estonia has free buses. I mean, this is happening all over the world. Public transportation should be like the sidewalk. It should be open to all, not just the privileged. Is it too extreme to have a $30 minimum wage? Los Angeles is considering it right now. Here in Portland, the minimum wage is $16.30 an hour, and it's going to be going up. In Seattle, it's $20.76 an hour. What we learned when we raised our minimum wages substantially, what we learned was that not only did economic activity not go down, it went up. Why? Because the people who spend 100% of their paycheck had larger paychecks. And so that was more money being poured into the local economy. It actually creates more jobs when you increase the minimum wage within a reasonable range. Is it too extreme to tax the rich to pay for childcare and housing? I mean, again, they're screaming, calling this, you know, socialism, but really, that's extreme? Is it too extreme to build public housing? He wants to build 200,000 housing units in New York City. What's wrong with that? Particularly when you got 100,000 New Yorkers sleeping in shelters every night. I mean, and there's a huge cost associated with that. And both the direct costs and also the reputational costs for the city. They say that social housing is anti-market. But, you know, the last time banksters used a housing crash to make off with billions, George W. Bush didn't prosecute a single one. He bailed them all out. Reagan at least sent 1,000 bankers to jail. Is it too extreme to consider trans health care as health care? It's real health care. These are real people. Is it too extreme to rethink policing? Is it too extreme to say that New York belongs to everyone, not just the rich? We should ask ourselves, is Mamdani too extreme? Or is the status quo too extreme, the way things are right now? I would argue the latter, and I think we need to be fighting for housing, dignity, and a livable future. And I don't consider any of that stuff radical. And if it is, then we all need to get a hell of a lot more radical. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's your media support group for We the People. Be right back with your calls on the other side of this.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-4-
Pat Kreitlow.
I am sleeping in for the holiday on Friday, but if you're up and at 'em, I'll have some of our best segments from 2025 to get you set for the weekend.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Thursday's Finance and Personnel Committee meeting will set the table for next Thursday's Common Council meeting. The committee will take action on the La Crosse Regional Airport's operating budget to help with two capital projects. It will also consider approving the first 3 phases of the Chalmers, a multi-purpose development on the site of the former La Crosse Tribune building. Other action items include funding for repairs to the roof of the La Crosse Center, legal funds for the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition, and 5-year planning. The DNR is reminding people to be safe on Cooley Region waterways this holiday week. Recent heavy rains have caused rivers to swell and currents to become stronger. The Mississippi River is at action stage, and other area rivers are either cresting or just coming down from action stage after the area was drenched in multiple inches of rain over the past 2 weeks. The faster currents, potential for debris, and deeper water can create hazards for even experienced people, and the DNR said that anyone in the water should watch for changing conditions. Be safe this 4th of July holiday. With more, here's Civic Media. Lisa Hale.
Structure fires and wildfires are a real danger when people use fireworks incorrectly. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig.
Info that we have is from 2022. Average of 31,000 fires started across the U.S., 3,500 structure fires, 26,000 outside fires. And a side note with that is wildfires started by fireworks are doubled on the 4th of July.
Craig said errant fireworks can land on the roofs of buildings, but improper disposal of fireworks is the biggest danger.
Even the safe and sane ones, the spark fountains, the snakes, the sparklers, all those should be put into a bucket of water overnight away from a building. That's the biggest thing, is away from a structure.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Today we'll have highs around 90 degrees for most of the Cooley region. There are some scattered storm chances this evening and overnight. For Independence Day, it will be hot, humid, and sunny during the day with highs in the mid-90s across much of western Wisconsin. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 82.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, you'll hear Matt Rothschild in the guest host chair helping you and your family gear up for a big July 4th weekend. He's got thoughts, and I want to hear them. So do you. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is.
And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
They say he's too bold, too sharp with the truth, too willing to stand for the dreams of our youth. They call him a danger to business and banks, but he's standing with workers, not fortune or ranks. So tell me who's extreme, the landlord who hikes your rent till you scream, or the man who says housing's a right, not a luxury sold by the night. Is Zoran Mamdani too extreme, or just what this city really needs? When the poor get pushed out and the towers rise high, who do we call when justice runs dry? He's not too much, he's just enough. When the working class has had enough, he's not the problem, he's the creed of a New York built on hope, not greed. They scream free buses, what madness is that? While the billionaires glide in their gold-plated flats. But freedom to move ain't some radical plea, it's the lifeline of workers trying to breathe. So tell me what's more extreme, a mother with no way to chase her dream, or a man with a plan to make it all right, to turn this cold city back toward the light? Is Zoran Mamdani too extreme, or just what this city really needs when Wall Street shakes at the sound of his
6 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bob in Springfield, Illinois. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you, Tom. Keep doing what you're doing as long as you can. And I really like that song, the bumper music that came out of the 20 after break.
Thank you.
It reminded me of the Royal Guardsman and the Snoopy versus the Red Baron series.
Yeah,
there with the,
Louise wrote that last night about, you know, Hegseth and the, yeah.
That was awesome. Listen, I've got three things here for you real quick, and I'd like to either inform you and then get your take, or get your take if you're already aware of them, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Okay, the first one, this morning the Supreme Court came out with a ruling that says that South Carolina can deny Planned Parenthood Medicaid funding, even if it's not used for abortion.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not actually funding, it's reimbursement. It's, in other words,
okay,
if Planned Parenthood does a PAPS test, you know, a cancer test for a woman, typically, because they're a provider, just like, you know, if you went to your doctor's office and had that test, you submit the bill to Medicaid and they pay it. Well, what they're going to say is now if you go to your doctor, they'll pay it. But if you go to a Planned Parenthood clinic, they won't pay it. And for many women, particularly in rural areas, Planned Parenthood is basically all they've got, which is this is going to really hurt women.
Yeah, and it's going to hurt. They're trying to run Planned Parenthood out of business, too.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
So,
And less than 1% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortion, and those clinics are typically separate from the ones that provide, you know, STD screening, pregnancy screening, cancer screening, you know, birth control, stuff like that. Yeah.
All right. So let's grab these other two real quick. They're related. The first one is that I heard a report yesterday that of Dick Durbin, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said that they have removed two things from the big, ugly bill. The first one was the provision dealing with the sovereignty of judges.
Right.
And, the part about where judges weren't going to be able to
hold people in contempt, yeah.
Yes, hold the... Yes, and the other one was the provision that blue cities would be denied funding if they disagreed with the administration's policies.
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, these are the things that the Senate parliamentarian took out. And but all bets are off until they hold a House Senate conference committee, Bob. And Bob, I try to keep people to one topic just out of respect for all the people who are on hold. So I'm going to move along now. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hi, thanks. So I just don't really quite understand. It seems pretty obvious that Trump coordinated with the Iranians and the Iran, coordinated with Trump.
Such as obvious. He said it. He said they called me up and they said, we're going to bomb you guys, you're Americans. And Trump said, okay, fine, throw your missiles at our soldiers. We can shoot them out of the air, which is pretty bizarre.
Yeah, so treason. How is that not treason? Like, it's admitted to. It's not even disputed.
I'm not sure it's treason. I think it's just insanely incompetent. I mean, it's disrespectful of our soldiers. The last time this happened and Iran threw a bomb, you had over 100 soldiers end up with traumatic brain injury that for many of them will alter the rest of their lives.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, why is it not discussed as treason? How is conspiring with our enemy to attack us, which he did, which he admits to, not treason? Like, why is that not the conversation?
It's not it's not a time of war, I guess you could argue. I think that there are things that Trump is doing and has done that frankly I think are treason. I think this is more just, telling Iran, yes, go ahead and shoot your missiles at our soldiers. It's like playing chicken with our soldiers' lives. I don't mind if you want to call it treason. I'm not going to argue with you. But, I don't think it's the sort of thing that he would get prosecuted for. There are other things that he's done that I think he definitely should be prosecuted for. But this is something that every veteran in America should just be sick to their stomachs about.
I mean, I agree with you there about not prosecuted, certainly because of who's in charge of the House and blah, blah, blah. But the reason to discuss it as treason is because there are further implications for treason. And are we at war? Like, they keep using the words war fighters. They keep using war. They can. And when they're pressed on it, they get real cagey. And J.D. Vance is like, oh, no, we're not calling it war, blah, blah, blah. But it's very obvious. It's a war,
Providing aid or comfort to the enemy during time of war is literally the definition of treason. I totally get it.
There are other implications to what it means to have committed treason. I understand he's not going to be prosecuted. So one more quick thing. I know we get one, but are you aware of what Representative Kat Carmack just has admitted to or done or whatever, where she got an abortion for herself and, is extremely anti-abortion?
She had an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah. And got an abortion, got a pill to save her own life, but has blamed the Democrats.
The story has the story's all over the place. Brian, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's a good one. Catherine in Chicago. Hey, Catherine, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good morning. I want to put in another phrasing of the same message that I've mentioned every time I've called. The Democratic Party really has another fantastic opportunity to get their messaging out, and they just haven't. I don't know why they don't take advantage of it, but they need to. The message in general should be that Agent Orange hates America. He loves taking advantage of it and every opportunity that it has, and so do his obsequious, sycophantic followers. They love taking advantage of it, but they hate America because they're destroying and doing their darn best to try to destroy everything that this country is supposed to stand for and everything that we've been trying to stand for almost 250 years.
I agree.
The trouble with Trump is that everything that you say antagonizes him and triggers him. So he acts like, a petulant little child. But that's what the Democratic Party needs to do. And the behavior is supported by facts every day, every moment, which is wild and crazy, which we haven't had to deal with for, a long time in this extreme. But that's what the Democratic Party needs to do. That is the message that Trump hates America. The people who follow him also hate America. And we need to make things better.
Yeah. I totally get it. By the way, just apropos of this, I have a new book coming out. The next 2 weeks, Jefferson Smith will be in here filling in for me. We're going to be finishing it up. And it's now already available for pre-sale on Amazon. I don't know if it's on any other sites like Powell's.com, but it's called The Last American President. And it's an in-depth look at the psychology of Donald Trump, how his life was shaped and how he became the maniac that he is. Just FYI, because you brought up this whole topic of Trump and you know, how nuts he is. There's a reason. There's an actual reason. And there's ways to deal with that, too. Catherine, thanks for the call. The new book by Tom Hartman, it will be out in September. But like I said, you can pre-order it right now over at Amazon.com or any of the other, book sites, or presumably any of the other book sites. Just FYI. It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by US Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, you want to check out a men's deodorant that actually works? I mean, this is brand new stuff. Mando. It's a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Their science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants that you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. I can tell you from personal experience, this stuff works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for the first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out at shopmando.com. A paper bag, 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to comment about Mondani and what you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
As an ex-New Yorker, I can just tell you most of my childhood friends and people I work with who retired basically all have to leave the city because they can no longer afford to live there.
Yeah.
As an example, after World War II, you know, there was a lot of housing for the returning GIs in Stuyvesant Town in the 20s in Manhattan. There's a big development that was built for the returning GIs to have a place to live. And this is housing built in the probably late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
A four-bedroom apartment there, if you have a large family, is $8,000 a month. This is a rental.
Mm-hmm.
Two bedrooms, I think, are about $4,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
Studio apartments in the city, even in the Bronx, can cost you near $2,000 a month.
Yeah, D.C. was about the same, by the way. When we lived in D.C., it was the same. We had a two-bedroom apartment for $3,000, and, yeah, it's in that same neighborhood.
Right. So the city is becoming unaffordable, and, you know, a city that has over 300,000 city employees, from teachers to clerks to, you know, they're like, where are the people going to live? And unfortunately, the past mayors, Bloomberg was mayor for 12 years. He did nothing about creating affordable housing or housing for, you know, the working and middle class people of the city. Giuliani, the same thing. The issue was kicked down the road. Nobody ever addressed it. And now it's a crisis because though the city's skyline is beautiful with the condos and, you know, you even have something called Billionaire's Row up and down 57th Street, for people that are young and growing up, they know they can't make it in the city. So when they finish college, they don't even come back to look for a job because they know they can't find a place to live.
Right. Well, this is why you've seen such a migration to the outer boroughs and into Harlem and, you know, middle class and upper middle class people. But now also those communities that were once inexpensive. Pardon me. I'm sneezing.
Bless you.
Those communities that were once inexpensive are now starting to themselves to gentrify and become more expensive as a result.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, I just wanted to mention, you know, Ron DeSantis came out and made these statements about people coming down to, and of course, he says Palm Beach, which, like, yeah, the average New Yorker is going to be able to move down there and buy a $30, $40 million home. But Ron DeSantis is a guy who's doing nothing in the state of Florida about homeowners insurance, which there are people leaving the state because they can't afford insurance.
Yeah.
The crisis with people who own these condos that they have to repair them because of that.
Oh, you've
building
got condos
collapse.
Down there that are selling for $5,000.
Yes, because people can't sell their condos. And lastly with that, Tom, the city of Orlando passed a rent control bill. The people in the city wanted it. It was put on the as an option in the election
as a ballot initiative.
And what did DeSantis and the state do? Oh no, you the city can't make a decision to have rent control. We don't want that in this state. So now in Orlando, it's becoming unaffordable for young families to try to grow and have an apartment that they can afford. So yeah. Republicans don't have any answer for this problem.
No, they don't. You're absolutely right. Jerry, thank you for the call. Lewis in Granite Falls, Washington. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, sir. I just wanted to thank you and your missus and all the people that work on your program and your listeners. Like Bernie said, you have some of the most intelligent listeners in the world.
I agree.
Something Stephen King, he said in his first go around when our idiot was in there the first time, that it was, he dubbed them Putin's poodle and the predatory plunder monkeys. And I thought that was kind of spot on.
I like that. Yeah.
And also, we're about the same age. So when Khrushchev said, "We'll take America and we'll never fire a shot," I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, 1956 World Fair.
Yeah, and then also Billy Saul Estes.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Billy Saul
Estes? Yeah, down in Texas, the con man who got Lyndon Johnson in trouble.
So it kind of correlates with our leader that, you know, I can't believe that people would do it again, but here we are. But every day when I turn on the radio, I go, well, Tom's still on, you know. It's like Radio Free Europe. I mean, I hope you never get off the air, but it's like...
I don't plan to go anywhere. I do plan to take some time off from time to time. Jefferson Smith is going to be here for the next 2 weeks. He does a great job. He'll be entertaining you daily. We'll have a live program every single day. But I've got to finish up this book, and Louise and I have a lot of work to do, so...
Of the Stetson to your missus. She does a terrific job.
She's been working on these songs. It gets pretty hardcore. I mean, sometimes she'll get started on one in the afternoon, and she's still pounding away at it in the morning, you know, as we finally have to get it finished and out the door.
We'll take her out to supper and treat her good, huh?
I will do that. She treats me good, too, so it's a reciprocal thing. But, yeah.
Well, thank you, sir, for all you do. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, Lewis, and thank you for your kind words. And I just have 15 seconds here to the end of the hour, so just wanted to say I so appreciate Lewis commented, you know, that Bernie said that we've got the smartest listeners ever, and Bernie used to comment about that from time to time, and I comment on it, you know, the place for smart people listen. But it really is true. And, you know, those of you who call into the program thoughtfully, I so appreciate it. It's such a privilege every day to hang out with such great people. So I will be back after we take our little vacation. And no plans to leave. All is good. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, summer's here. It's time to relax and hit the refresh. But if stress, sleepless nights, and sore muscles are getting in the way, CB Distillery has got you covered. CB Distillery's 4th of July sale is on, and you can save up to 50% site-wide with the code VIP. I'm a big fan of their sleep gummies. They really work. CB Distillery has plant-based solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, relaxation, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. It's all made with premium hemp grown right here in the U.S. No fillers or artificial ingredients. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. The 4th of July sale is the perfect time to stock up and save up to 50% off with the code VIP. If you haven't tried CBD, there's no better time. Visit CB.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger.
something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has the votes to pass the massive spending and budget bill. That vote, though, on hold, with Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries still on the House floor in a marathon speech now in its seventh hour.
The bill would extend and expand the 2017 tax cuts and hugely ramp up spending on border security and immigration enforcement. Republican holdouts dropped their objections overnight. The Congressional Budget Office estimates some 12 million Americans could lose their coverage as a result of changes in the bill to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The new jobs report shows U.S. employers added 147,000 jobs last month. That's more than 20,000 more jobs than what analysts projected. Today, marking the biggest getaway day of the 4th of July holiday weekend, AAA expects more than 72 million Americans to drive and fly this year. The TSA says 51,000 flights are scheduled to take off just today. This is ABC News.